monitoring the mountains of the West, parting the Pine Curtain of the East, and keeping watch over the prairies and hills in between. Here's your Texan-in-Chief, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis. Without a liberal corporate management muzzle or leash, our Lone Star story of the day is it's clear the Biden administration is trying to shackle SpaceX in Texas with unpredictability, which is just death to running a business. Democrats dominate the Rio Grande Valley. Will they allow their party to ruin the most transformative economic investment in the Rio Grande Valley's history? Bob Zimmerman, noted space expert and historian and science writer, discusses the subject after yesterday's, sort of release of the environmental re-review or whatever from the FAA of Boca Chica Beach and the SpaceX launch port. Our Lone Star story of the day is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing affordable turnkey drug and alcohol testing programs for business and institutions and truckers and fleet owners. They're your best friend in compliance with DOT testing regs. Reach the best in compliance at AlliedCompliance.com. We'll have our Lone Star story of the day in the last segment of the program today. This week has Texas Republicans in convention in Houston, with two more seeking to represent Senate District 28 on the State Republican Executive Committee. We talked to both of those candidates today, Linda Hogue of Lubbock and Lyle Ann Thee of San Angelo. All right, my friends, remember you can listen to the show anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, my friends, it is a great day to be a Texan. Poll is out. National Review Online reporting today that Blueprint Polling, which is a Democrat Party pollster, not owned by the Democratic Party, they're clients, they do work for Democrats, finds Beto Pancho, or Robert Francis O'Rourke, trailing Abbott by 19 points, has him at 37 and Abbott at 56. That survey conducted June 8th through June 10th. That's the widest lead of Abbott in any poll this year. Real Clear Politics averages Abbott about 7 points ahead of O'Rourke. So not looking good over there for Beto Pancho. Two Democrats, two Republicans vie for South Texas congressional seat in tonight's special election. That's right, we've got a Tuesday election for federal office in Texas today. And that is the seats have all been redrawn, but this is under the existing borders, not the new borders that begin, that we're voting on, you know, everywhere now. It's a Philemon Vela of Brownsville, Texas 34. He, after, well, he it announced he's going to retire. Then he said, I'm going to go ahead and quit. So that's for it's before the end of the term. Get on that lobby check in Washington. That's caused a special election. Congressman Gonzalez moved over from a district and won the Democrat primary in this race and chose not to run in the special election that just fills out the rest of this year. What that did was open this up for Republicans to maybe flip a seat. We'll see. The Flores won the Republican primary in this seat already, Myra Flores. And you got a race, this open race tonight between Republicans Myra Flores and Janie Cantu Cabrera, and two Democrats as well, Dan Sanchez and Renee Coronado. Again, the two Democrats, neither one of them, really, Flores is the only person that'll be on the ballot for this seat in November for the actual full term. But it does give Republicans a chance to flip the seat. It does appear this Cantu Cabrera is not really much of a Republican. I like the coverage by Isaiah Mitchell at the Texan, says she's really more like an independent running as an independent. But it's a big seat. It gives the Republicans a lot of bragging rights if they flip the seat. Now, if Myra Flores can win this special election, that gives Myra Flores incumbent status for a lot of the area there going into the election in November for the district that has newly drawn borders. So that would be a significant thing. We'll be watching that, see how that turns out tonight. All right, my friends, back to the valley. Peñitas mayor is facing federal bribery and fraud charges. Prosecutors say from March to August of 2018, Rigo Lopez, 38 years of age, allegedly influenced, he's mayor of Benitas, influenced the La Jolla ISD to purchase at least $70,000 in sporting goods from his company. He's a former school administrator in La Jolla, which has been racked with all kinds of corruption problems. It's one of several politicians under federal investigation for potential contract rigging. The Progress Times has reported that in the last 8 months, there have been 12 local officials indicted or pleading guilty to federal charges. Some of those include the former city manager in Piñitas, which we reported on, a school board trustee from La Jolla ISD we reported on, some administrators at La Jolla ISD, and a former Piñitas city council member. Police fatally shot an armed man at a Duncanville gym, a field house. They had children were inside one of these, you know, camp deals, summer camp things, 250 children. Duncanville police, according to NBC DFW, said they were called to the field house in the morning. And I guess this was Monday morning, around in the 8 o'clock hour. The reports an armed man was in the field house where 250 children between the ages of 4 and 14 were at a summer camp. The PIO, the PO for the police there, said the officers got there within 2 minutes, entered the building looking for a gunman. During the search, officers found a man armed with a handgun in the gymnasium and exchanged gunfire. The man was shot by police and given medical aid before being taken to hospital, where he later began the eternal dirt nap. Duncanville Assistant Police Chief Stogner said that the gunman entered through the lobby, had a discussion with a staff member. It was there the gunman fired the first shot heard in the building. So they did a good job in Duncanville and got the this person out of there. And finished. Won't ever do that again. And how about this? You never KLTV and Tyler reporting a woman in Kitman has been arrested because she's been accused of spitting on a corpse at a Tyler funeral home. Lori Lynn Hines, 51, is now charged with the state jail felony of abuse of a corpse. Said she walked in the Tyler funeral home back last year in November, walked straight up to a casket and spit on the corpse. Well, I think that tells you they probably had a... That dead person, she probably had a history, my friends. Good grief. Wow. Hey, today in Texas history, in 1881, the Laredo Times was founded. In 1926, it was the first English language paper on the border to include a Spanish section. It's also the day in 1920, the 14th of June, that Sol Ross State Normal College, which is now Sol Ross State University in Alpine, began operations. And, my friends, this is the day in 2002 that a power failure in Lubbock at the United Spirit Arena ended a Britney Spears concert after only two songs. And I say to that, that proves that the good Lord is always looking out for us and works in surprising ways. Texas History Look, sponsored by USA Investigations, providing security, surveillance, witness interviews and statements, criminal and civil investigations, and much more. Learn about the team and investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. All right, my friends, there's just a lot out there. There's more on the all the Uvalde stuff. I'm going to get into that later in the week. I don't want to talk about that every single day, my friends. May Breitbart reporting in an exclusive that May illegal alien apprehensions in Texas-based sectors exceeds the population of Waco. I've been trying to explain to you that's 1 month that they really are remaking the country with this open border. We're bringing in quarterly enough people to create new cities. Do you not think that long-term this is going to change the political dynamic of the country? I mean, that is the idea, my friends, and we need to put a stop to it. Again, it's big Republican, Texas Republican Convention Week. We talked to two more candidates for Senate District 28, State Republican Executive Committee woman coming up, and then our Lone Star Story of the Day with Bob Zimmerman in the last segment. Stay with us.
He gets so much in during the show, you can handle a short break. Pratt's back in a moment.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Pratton, Texas Listener Club member Tom from Wichita Falls wrote, I just returned from Costa Rica. I went there on your suggestion and cannot agree with you more. This was the best dental experience ever. I had a good bit of work done, and Dr. Zuniga was able to get it all done in one day. The amount of care and attention was unbelievable. From the work itself and the follow-up to make sure everything was great before I went home made this a great experience. While root canals and crowns are not fun, this was the way to do it, Tom says. Thank you for recommending Dr. Zuniga in Costa Rica. I certainly will be referring friends and family. Friends, you can learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dento Care, my dentist, by the way, by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. Go to prattontexas.com. You'll see the banner with Dr. Zuniga's beautiful picture. Click on it, and you can read all about it. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
From the statehouse to the courthouse, they know Pratt's watching. Here he comes with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. We continue our look at a big race for folks in the Senate District 28 in West Texas. And that's so many of you now drawn into Senator Charles Perry's district. By the way, lucky for you, you got a great state senator. The Republican Party of Texas seats its executive committee, its board of directors, so to speak, by Senate district. There's a committee man and a committee woman. There is a big race going on in Senate District 28 for committee woman. And now we have the honor to talk to Linda Hoag. Linda is running for committee woman in SD 28. Linda, tell everybody who's, and of course, this is all going on this week, at the end of the week in a caucus in Houston at the Republican Party of Texas convention. A lot of our listeners are delegates, so we thought, well, this would be appropriate to introduce them to the candidates. Tell folks a little bit about yourself and what it is that's motivating you to run for what we call SREC. For those of you who don't know, that State Republican Executive Committee for committee woman in 28. Talk to us, Linda.
Yes, Robert. I sure thank you for letting me have this interview and giving me time to talk. I will tell you, Robert, I stay so busy with the Republican Party that I was on my way last Monday up to Plainview to meet with a group of ladies who's just organized a women's group up there. And I had that hour to drive up there, and I started thinking, wow, SREC. I've been thinking about it, but I kept pushing it to the back of my mind because I'm so busy. And I thought, man, if I'm going to run, it's probably late, but I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. And the reason why, mostly the reason why is, Robert, up until about 4 years ago, I've been involved in politics for about 10, but I never could understand why I couldn't learn anything and be effective with my motivation. So I had a friend that was on SREC back then, and she decided not to run, and I really wanted to get in then, but I didn't have the confidence to think that I could do the job and do it correctly. So as I was driving to Plainview, I thought, I'm going to get in this race, because I started looking at the responsibilities and the expectations of the SREC. And I realized, hey, this is right down my alley. This is what I do.
Well, and I think for people who don't know, I'm not endorsing in this. I'm not a delegate this year. I'm not going to convention. But I can tell you that Linda Hoag is that busy in Republican politics. I know Linda, know who she is. And Linda, this is, I commend you for something, and this may surprise you, but I don't know how much attention you've paid over the years since you've been involved, but this is a situation where there are all kinds of people who step in there, and sometimes it's legitimate. They're very zealous, and they're the new convert, but they step in and they want the brass rings, whatever level those are. They want to go for the brass ring right off the bat without paying their dues and learning what's out there. And I commend you for that attitude of saying, you know, I might not know enough yet. I may not have a big enough grasp on this. I need to wait. And I think we need a bit of that. I've seen too many of these flash in the pans. They make a lot of noise. They don't do anything, and then they're gone. And you've been putting the time in, and that's appreciated by all Republicans. Now, you've been paying attention to the state Republican Executive Committee and to the party as a whole and its relationship with its nominees and office holders. Let's talk about these hard issues, Linda Hogue, because it's as old as political parties themselves. But there's a real problem with once you become a majority party, everybody runs in your primary. The races are settled in your primary. So a lot of people aren't even really Republicans, or they're not really that wed to Republicans. They don't want to follow the platform. And sure, nobody can agree on everything on the platform, but we ought to be able to agree on the basic principles that inform it. And then these office holders will say things, Linda Hogue, like, well, that's just those people. They don't really represent all Republicans on that executive committee or that county committee. And they dismiss it, except the state party's been putting these major issues on the ballot each primary, meaning that going back now for a long time, we've had a plebiscite, a vote of 100% of that year's, because that's how you become a Republican, by voting in the primary. 100% of that year's Republicans voted on these issues, and yet they still try to dismiss these as sideshow issues and not take them seriously. What do we do as a party to hold our elected officials' feet to the fire?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I just got off block walking, doing a survey for Abbott. And I'm a little bit concerned. And I think that we've got a voice to them, these elected officials, what the people are saying, and they need to pay attention to them. Just like with the CRT for the education. I mean, they got to pay attention. These people are aggravated out here because of what their kids are.
In the last session, Linda Hogue, some very good, solid conservatives told me privately, oh, all this transsexual stuff, this is all just created by a bunch. This is not really going on. It's a few little, and you know, that was their actual answer behind the scenes off the record, that this was being pushed by some little conservative group and being blown up. And of course, now we see, oh no, it wasn't just, our major hospital systems had entire departments dedicated to this. And those guys really ought to have embarrassment and egg on their face. Of course, they said these comments privately, but so I'm not going to out them. But this is a problem, Linda. They look at us like we're out of line. And my experience is the party people are far more in touch with the actual social, cultural, and political arguments going on in the country and in the state. So what do we do with party rules? What do we do with the SREC? What do we do to try to bring these people on board, or at least put rules to make it harder where the outside, I don't know. I'm not even going to go any further. What do we do about it? Because I'm not sure there is a solution, but everybody running for the executive committee usually has an opinion on this.
Yes. Robert, that's where I'm going to have to get in there and learn. My experience is more of a grassroots, getting people involved in the party and also having them organize, because I'm finding out there, Robert, that a lot of these counties, these very rural counties, would love to have information flow towards them, but they're not getting anything.
Right.
And another thing is, some of these counties have these county chairs that I'm not sure if they're even having their conventions or anything.
And right. This has long been a problem. You bet.
So I will tell you that I'm for securing that border as much as we possibly can. And then to lower these property taxes, because let me tell you, I have a daughter that lives out in Nevada, and she's moving to Houston. And she said, Mom, I'm really concerned about the property tax. And I said, well, don't you pay property tax out there? And she said, yeah, but Mom, it's nothing like y'all pay here.
Yeah, but they're paying income tax out there. The property tax is a problem. How do we keep these are big issues within the party, though, in the SREC and managing the party. What do we do to try to keep these people on track with our platform and Republican Party issues, Linda?
We just have to keep talking to each other and find that Overton window where we can agree on things. I don't think you could take a big bite all at one time. It's going to be a little bit at a time just to find that Overton window.
Very good. Linda Hug, we're almost out of time. Tell everybody, if any delegates want to talk to you before convention later this week, how do they get in touch with you?
Yes, Robert, in fact, just as soon as I hang up with you, I'm going to be heading to Abilene. I'm going to meet with a group there. I wish I could remember the
name. That's all right. Quickly, we're almost out of time. Tell them how they can get in touch with you.
You can reach me. I'll give you, it's hoglinda@hotmail.com. And I want to also say one other thing. If whoever wins this race, whether it's me or some of the other girls, because they're good candidates, I'm going to back them 100%.
The clock has got us. Thanks a lot. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
It's the talk of Texas. Pratt on Texas.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Mike and Jason find and rehab good condition, good reputation work trucks that can help you and your business. Half ton all the way up to 2 ton work trucks. Mike and Jason are hands-on, finding trucks and working on them in the shop. Call them at 806-687-1115 or go to specialtytrucksoflubbock.com to get Mike or Jason's cell number. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life Health Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
Communication's a top priority with commercial builder Tommy Klein Construction. A 20-year-plus Tommy Klein Construction customer said, when we call, text, or email, the majority of the time we get a response back within the hour. Many times they call us before we have a question with updates on our projects. And with Tommy Klein Construction, if there's a need for an adjustment or warranty, they give it top priority as if it were their own building. Tommy Klein Construction, general commercial building contractors. Reach them, 806-438-3384. 806-438-3384.
Now a man once declared a registered dead conservative by Rush Limbaugh. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We are taking a look at an intra-party race within the Republican Party. Again, Senate District 28 committee woman. Each Senate district's represented on the state executive committee by a man and a woman. So there's a committee man and a committee woman. And so many of you are delegates and folks involved in Senate District 28. All of you folks now in Taylor County are in Senate District 28. All of you folks in Lubbock County, of course, are. And anybody anywhere where your state senator is Charles Perry now after the redraw, or you're in Senate District 28. Today, we got a big race for this within the caucus in convention later this week in Houston. And Lyle Ann McClellan Thee is running for SD 28 committee woman. Lyle Ann, welcome to Pratt on Texas. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and why you're running and what you think the state Republican Executive Committee ought to be up to. So I'll just turn it over to you.
Oh, well, thank you. First off, let me thank you, Mr. Pratt, for having me on, giving me this opportunity. I certainly appreciate your extending this, or like I said, giving me this opportunity to kind of get my name out there and my message. So a little bit about me. I do live in San Angelo, Tom Green County. I have been involved in Republican politics, especially at this local level here, for quite a while. I've belong to the Council Valley Republican Women as an associate member. I'm a charter member of San Angelo Republican Women. I also am a co-founder of the San Angelo Tea Party way back in 2009, and we're still active in that today. I've been a precinct chair since 2010, and I've gone to the precinct, county, and state conventions since 2012. I also serve as an election judge with all the authority of running a vote center on election day. I also had the honor at the last convention, 2020, to serve on the Legislative Priorities Committee at the state level. So, and I feel like, you know, this position on the SREC will give me further opportunity to advance the principles of the Texas Republican Party and to expand that message out across our district.
Let me ask you this question, Eileen. You served on the Legislative Priorities Committee in the last convention. Well, this has been one of the big, and it's always been the case. And by the way, the Democrats get mad at their people too over the same things. I read their crazy press outlets, but you know, we do have a problem in that we have, because we've become a majority state where the local races, even it's the way when I started, it was the other way. The Democrats were the default party. And then we built the Republican Party and took a majority. But now locally, Tom Green County, wherever it happens to be, whether it's there or anywhere else around this region in SD 28, most of the races are actually decided in the primary. And what that means is you get a lot of people who run in the Republican primary who frankly aren't very much Republicans. How does it make you folks feel who have been working at this for a while and setting priorities? This is a big issue for the state Republican Executive Committee as well. I mean, we not only put, it's not as if some, I'm going too long, but I want the public to understand why. Because what happens is the legislators say, well, that's just that bunch in the party. The problem is the big priorities get a vote in the primary, and that means 100% of Republicans in the state for that two-year period voted on those issues. So it's not right to say, well, it's just that group at the state Republican Executive Committee or just those convention insiders, and they're more conservative than everybody else. What do we do if you're elected to the SREC? What do we do about holding feet to the fire on these party priorities? They want our R by their name in November, but they sure don't all want to carry those priorities forward.
You know, I share your frustration in that, and that's part of the reason that I would like to sit on the SREC, because I would like to address that. I mean, I feel like our platform, which is 300 some odd planks, I mean, it is long. However, it's still built on our basic principles of you know, the Texas Republican State Party. So those are just not respected, I think, a lot of times, or given them the attention that they deserve. The Republicans have been in charge of Texas for 20 years, but yet not many of our legislative priorities are put into place. I mean, for 20 years, and a lot of those years of supermajorities, why do we not have more to show for it? I would like to see mechanisms put into place that hold these legislators and executive officers to that standard.
We've got a situation where our sitting governor is a Republican, and he appears not to even attend the Republican convention this year. He's been cold shouldering the party for a long time. This is not, I mean, it's new in the sense that Governor Perry didn't act that way, but it's not new in the sense of politics. The party pulls these office holders in one direction. They want to go in another. You said something that's important, though. They often try to deflect office holders. You've got one in Tom Green County and as a state rep. They often try to deflect and say, well, nobody can agree with everything in the platform. It's really big. But that's not what we're asking, is it? It's what you said. They all flow from certain major principles of the party. And some of these folks turn their backs on those major principles, like less government and more freedom for people. How does the SREC go forward? I mean, we adopted these censure motions and things, and nobody likes to get that as an office holder, but, you know, there's not a lot the party can do other than that, maybe withhold a little paltry bit of campaign finance funding. Your thoughts more on that, holding their feet to the fire and steering our elected officials in the right direction?
Well, I would like to see more of that put in place, and with some teeth. I mean, I would like to really see some ways to hold those people accountable. You know, a couple of years ago when Joe Strauss was Speaker of the House, he was censured. They did pull the 44 censure rule on him, and several of the county chairs and their executive committees followed suit. So that, I thought, well, that's good to see. But I would like to see more of that. But again, you know, that was just kind of a slap on the wrist. I mean, what are the repercussions? I would like to see some mechanisms where these people are really beholden to at least read the document. You know, we in our county convention, we had a resolution to put out there saying that, okay, if you're going to run on the Republican ticket, you need to at least pledge to read the platform and pledge that you will try to abide by it. You know, so we couldn't, we had trouble with that, bringing that forward.
We started on that in 1984 in my county. 82 and 84, those were big issues. To tell you how far back this goes, it's just, yeah, and you have trouble getting that passed, which brings the question of what are you a delegate to the county convention for if you don't believe in the actual party?
Well, that's true, and that's something that needs to be brought before our legislators, too, because, you know, the Texas State Party prides itself on being grassroots-driven. That's what we're told. The voices of the delegates are where policy and legislation comes forward, so a big job of the SREC is to respect that and make sure that that happens. So part of the duties of the SREC also are to explain that to these legislators, to bring that to the forefront, and expect that to be followed through. So that's another thing that I want to accomplish on the SREC. Not saying that that's not happening, that we need to make that more of a focus and really follow through with that.
But ladies and gentlemen, we're visiting with Lyle Ann McClellan Thee, who's running in convention in the caucus for Senate District 28 for state committee woman. She's been endorsed by outgoing committee woman Robin Hayes. Lyle Ann McClellan Thee, running for a Senate District 28 committee woman in Houston and convention this week. Lyle Ann, how can people get in touch with you, any delegates who want to know more?
Well, Mr. Pratt, thank you for having me on. And the best way is you text or call me, 325-650-0658. I also have a Facebook page, Lyle Ann McClellan Thee for SREC SD28.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
More Texas political and news analysis without a management muzzle in a moment.
Don't let your online message be masked. Don't let the voice of your business be muffled. Jamali Media can help you be found online and be heard. Specializing in website design, website redesign, and search engine optimization, Jamali Media helps your business get found. That's Jamali Media. JEMULLY.com. JEMULLY.com. Jamali Media.
License DACLA 1229 OE.
It gets skin-cracking dry and allergy-driving dusty on the high ground of Texas. Heart Heating and AC can help you make your home and your life cleaner and more comfortable. Heart Heating and AC are experts at improving your comfort with whole home humidity control, UV light filtration, and other services that make your home healthier and happier. Stop the suffering and take it to Heart. Heart Heating and AC. Get healthier and happier. Heart. H-A-R-T heatingandac.com.
When it comes to great eating, for many of us, it starts with the meats. And you'll find a big selection of the best tasting, best quality beef, pork, and lamb, as well as rubs, sauces, and more at Raider Red Meats on the Texas Tech campus in Lubbock. You can keep up with Raider Red Meats' frequent sales and specials through their Facebook page. Link to it from RaiderRedMeats.com. Help fund scholarships to the world's best meat sciences program by joining us in beefing up at Raider Red Meats.
Are you redoing houses or commercial buildings? Corley Demo and Construction does quality interior and exterior demo and doesn't charge extra fees such as dump fees. They rent construction dumpsters too. Get it cleaned out or torn down right so you can get the job going with Corley Demo and Construction. Free estimates. Contact us today at CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com. Quality work, quality cleanup. CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com.
Taking time for Texas, it's Pratt on Texas.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's our great honor to have back with us on Pratt on Texas our good friend Bob Zimmerman, keeper of BehindTheBlack.com. He's a noted space historian in general, space science writer. And of course, if you want to know what's going on in space, especially all the private companies like SpaceX, he's your go-to source at BehindTheBlack.com. Yesterday, I had just had a full show and did not have time to mention that the FAA finally released their environmental impact report on Boca Chica Beach, SpaceX's big facility. One of my listeners, man, he was keyed up. He was way before the show on Facebook. Ben was saying, heads up, they dropped the report. And he got it pretty right. He said, it looks like 75 mitigation, no environmental impact study required. It's great news, but they still need launch permits. Well, it's really is, in a way, some good news, but it's not that great of news. And so I went over to BehindTheBlack.com, read Bob Zimmerman's piece, and immediately sent him an email and said, we've got to talk about this today. And now I learned when Bob answered the phone, he still had steam coming out of his ears because he just read the whole long, horrific, government-plotting, bureaucratic report. Bob, tell us what's going on between the Biden administration via the FAA and other agencies and capitalism in space at Boca Chica Beach in Texas with SpaceX.
Well, I'll tell you, Robert, as I said to you, this reading this report reminds me of Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian collusion by Trump. He spent several years and millions of dollars and then issued a 500-page some odd report, which repeatedly kept saying, well, there was no collusion, but this might have happened. And, oh, there was no collusion, but this might have happened, and on and on and on. Well, that's how I felt in reading the detailed environmental reassessment, because on every single environmental and social justice and noise abatement and any kind of issue you could imagine, they spend pages and pages analyzing what might happen and could happen and possibly happen, and then conclude repeatedly, and I'm going to write up an essay on this, repeatedly quoting them, this action by SpaceX will have no essential impact on any of these issues. No impact on noise, no impact on children in the local area, social justice, no impact on wildlife, no impact on endangered species, no impact. And then after they say that in each chapter, right after saying in summary they will have no impact on this specific issue, here are the things SpaceX still must do.
Hold on, Bob. Hold on, real quick. Pull back just a little bit from your phone because it's distorting a little bit. So, okay, here are the things that they say after saying they go down. They feel the need to document the laundry list of everything to do with the environmental movement and even social justice and all that, even though it's an environmental assessment. And then they conclude that SpaceX's operations with the Starship won't affect any of that, but it doesn't matter. SpaceX has to do what?
Lots of different little things. They've got to hire a biologist to monitor wildlife. The one area that they said would have adverse effects would be on archaeological sites, some of which almost no one knows are there.
No, not
and
in that
I
area.
I guarantee to you that the people of Brownsville and Southern Texas, if they had to make a trade between some of these archaeological sites and having work and a thriving economy and be able to feed their kids, the choice would be very easy. Even with that adverse impact, by the way, SpaceX's operations don't really require much to do normally. But yes, for one of the things, for example, SpaceX in its own proposed action said, we won't launch, because we have to close beaches to launch, we won't launch during holiday weekends, and during the summer months, we won't launch most weekends. There are flexibility in
very
that,
nice.
But that's their goal.
Yeah, very
and
nice.
When I read that, Robert, I said, my God, if anything, the local communities would want them to launch on weekends, because even though those particular beaches would be closed, beaches all around, once you get access, you'd have to maybe build additional roads, but you'd build them because you'd get so many tourists to be on those beaches to watch the launch, it would pay for itself.
Yeah, they're waking up to that in Brownsville. They're, you know, government groups and their little tourism visitors bureaus I mentioned once before in a previous visit we did. They're finally waking up to that this is a massive tourist draw. So there's really not that big a reason not to do it on the weekends. There are other roads to other beaches. Plus, in Texas, you can drive on the beaches, so you can just go to South Padre Island somewhere else. Anyway, yeah, they need more roads down there. So here's the interesting thing. They finally dropped this much-delayed environmental assessment, reassessment, and it says essentially SpaceX isn't hurting anything. And then, but it doesn't have launch permits or anything. So it's as if, it's as if, okay, we did this for you, but we're still your king and you're going to still have to bow down for to us for every single action you take. What's the deal with that? I mean, either you don't have a market.
That is the goal, Robert. There's no question it still fits in. The Biden administration, this would not have been written this way if the Trump administration would be involved. If they, but the Biden administration wants to use the government to restrict SpaceX. And so the situation is that it's going to limit the number of launches. SpaceX, because of this, has said it'll only do 5 orbital launches a year from this location. It's very clear to me that what's going to happen is unless this this gigantic 16-ton weight on top of SpaceX is not alleviated, they're going to shift their operational work with Starship to Florida.
Which they're already
they might
building.
Continue to do tests. Well, yes, but this is indicating it's going to happen. They have no choice. They want to launch a lot of times a year, and this doesn't allow them to do it. And so they might continue to do launches from Boca Chica, but it's going to restrict their actions there, and therefore, because they don't want their actions restricted, they're going to shift operations elsewhere.
Yeah, folks
so
might wonder what...
The local communities in Brownsville have got to wake up to the fact that the federal government and Joe Biden are trying to prevent their communities from prospering. That's essentially what's going
well,
on.
Well, and folks need to understand, you said, well, why could they launch from Florida? Because Florida's already a big space center and it's already got all the approvals. That's why.
That's correct.
And by the way, and has proven that it's good for the environment, because what these launch facilities do is end up protecting miles and miles and miles and miles of land for wildlife. So it's a win-win all the way around. It's just that the environmentalists involved in this don't seem to be interested in the environment as much as they are anti-capitalism in politics. You have a big write-up on this from yesterday at behindtheblack.com, and then you said you're going to do a full essay after having saved us all a lot of headache and waded through that report yourself. What is the... If it's okay for the environment, what's the holdup? And is it just pure politics, or do they at least try to give some kind of reasoning why they can't just clear all this? Because the private sector and investment can't work.
The FAA has said to SpaceX it's going to have to get permits from a bunch of different places to do launches. SpaceX will immediately proceed to do this. It's going to take time, but I think that the pressure is going to be on for the government to say yes. But SpaceX has got a guillotine hanging over it, because if anything happens, what this report does is it gives the government the right to say, wait a minute, yeah, we got to investigate this for another 6 months.
Well, it reminds me, you know, we would have never built DFW Airport and seen the miracle of North Texas if an American and Braniff would have never moved their headquarters there if they knew that every year they had to apply for new permits to be able to take off airplanes. I mean,
this is
going to
require a new permit for every launch.
Yeah, I know. I got it. But I mean, comparatively, it's the same thing. There's no predictability, and markets demand predictability. Bob Zimmerman, his website is behindtheblack.com. Thanks for the time today, Bob. Be well.
My pleasure.
That's it for today. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.